97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
that's a really good question.
I don't know why that was funny to me. Grammy-winning musician Macklemore has been dropped from the lineup of the Neon City Festival in Las Vegas following a controversial remark he made during a recent concert. The festival organizers cited unforeseen circumstances but did not provide specific reasons. The decision follows a backlash over Macklemore's comment where he said, F America, but use the real word, made during a pro-Palestinian event in Seattle. Known for his support of Palestine, Macklemore has previously criticized U.S. policies regarding Israel.
Yeah, in case you were wondering, I happen to have that sound. Listen.
I'm not going to stop you. Yeah, f*** America.
Yeah, that was it. And they bleeped it there. Pretty clear what he said. And he was talking about the he's pro-Hamas, basically. Pro-Palestinian and pro-Hamas. Yep. So I hope the cancel culture works on that one.
You can go live over there.
Thank you.
Coca-Cola is discontinuing its spiced flavored cola just 6 months after it's released due to an underwhelming performance. Surprise, surprise.
That sounds gross.
When are they going to learn?
The company acknowledged that the decision is part of its strategy to adapt to customer preferences. Coca-Cola Spice, which combined traditional Coke with raspberry notes, was introduced in February in an attempt to appeal to Gen Z's preference for bold flavors. The company plans to replace it with a brand new flavor in 2025. How's that going to work out?
I'll be honest, like cherry Coke, I think is good. I'm not a big soda drinker. But the fact that they called it Coca-Cola Spice or whatever, that sounds disgusting.
With raspberry is not spicy.
That's what I mean. If you would have called it Raspberry Coke, I actually think that sounds kind of good. And I think it wasn't the flavor as much as it was the name. It didn't entice people to want to take it off the shelf and spend money on it to try it.
Until they go back to making it medicine, it's never going to be more popular.
You mean with cocaine in it?
That's one way to boost sales. Put cocaine back in it, but go ahead.
I know where they can find some.
Wait, what?
The White
what?
House.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
Nice.
Kid. I got you.
I know me and Mark are like, oh.
Mark, I expected more from you, Mark.
Kmart, once known for its iconic blue light specials, is closing its last full-size store in the U.S. It's located in Bridgehampton, New York. The store will close on October 20th. And after this, the only one that will be available still is a smaller Kmart store, which remains in the mainland U.S. It's located in Miami.
So there are smaller stores?
Yeah, I think they're kind of like, what would you call them? They're not...
Boutique?
Like a dollar store?
Yeah, kind of.
I haven't seen one in years.
I thought they were gone. That was the place you'd go to on the holidays because they were one of the only stores that would stay open. But remember a couple weeks ago, I was stunned when I learned that Borders had gone out of business like a decade ago.
Yeah, right.
I can't keep it straight. Barnes & Noble, Borders, they all run the same. Anyway, this is the same. I'm like, really? There's only one Kmart store left? One main one?
Apparently so.
I didn't know.
The more you know.
This week you can get Chick-fil-A. They're offering free 5-count nuggets or 2 chicken strips through their mobile app. To redeem them, you need to scan the app or place in a mobile order, and the deal is available through this Friday. So if you want free chicken strips or nugs, get your butt to Chick-fil-A.
And they just opened a new one out west.
There's a new one by me.
That's
Well, that's not that new, though.
I'll tell you.
One opened last week.
The one in the valley has been closed for 2 months now while they redo the parking lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what was wrong with the parking lot, but I can't imagine how many millions of dollars they've lost. Like the Culver's right next door is now packed because people show up to eat Chick-fil-A, find out the place is closed, and they go next door to Culver's.
I'd leave. I don't like Culver's.
What?
Don't
really?
Like the Butterbur?
Seriously?
Gosh, you guys. Oh, my God. Is this
there.
Like the new White Castle?
Oh, yes. Yeah, delicious. And they got so many options. I love Culver's.
Yeah, Culver's is probably the best.
Their shakes are good, but that's... No.
Oh, dude.
Although, Mark, I will tell you that...
How about you, Sue? You like
Culver's? Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Butterburger.
The Chick-fil-A in Arnold closed down, but they put... They did the parking lot like yours does, but they added these 2 lanes now in it, so they might be doing that out
It doesn't
yours.
Look to me like they're expanding at all. It just looks like they're repaving
the parking lot. It took them a long time to do this.
It's crazy.
Starting January 1st, 2026, California will ban plastic shopping bags under a new law aimed at reducing plastic waste. Senator Catherine Blakespear, a co-author of the bill, noted that the legislation builds on a previous ban of single-use bags. Research shows that plastic bag disposal in California increased from 147,000 tons in 2004 to 231,000 tons in 2021.
So are all stores there going to be required to offer the, you know...
Oh, you'll have, to bring your own bags.
That's what I mean. Is it going to be paper, or is it going to be the reusable where you're expected, like Aldi, to bring your own or buy them?
Yeah.
You know what I hate? I hate those paper straws. I hate restaurants that serve them. It's awful. They melt.
When you go to the zoo, you get either a paper straw, and some of them won't give you cups, the tops, and they said it's because of the animals where people, which this is actually sad, but they'll throw it in there, and I guess they had some animal die years ago, so either you won't get a lid or no straw or no lid and no straw.
You remember that time when they
first
told
world
us
problems.
Plastic bags were good because we were saving trees?
Yes, I do. Yes, indeed.
A TikTok beauty trend has emerged where people known as crunchers are eating dirt and clay to achieve glowing skin and improve health.
Mark, I told you it wouldn't work.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't work. Thank you.
You can get edible clay online if you want to try it.
Let's do that. Maybe as like
people.
A team we try that.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Thanks.
No. I suggest we try Culver's instead.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
How about that?
You can eat dirt. We'll have Culver's.
It's coming basically up. The same thing, Carl.
No. I knew that was coming.
Hardly.
Get more at 971talk.com.